Gospel, chapter 14. St. John's Gospel, chapter 14. Everybody probably could quote their first three verses. It would be easy. I think it's about one of the, other than the 23rd Psalm and John 3:16, I think it's about the most important verses people's easily recognize and to be able to quote. And Jesus himself here is speaking. I want to take my time this morning and talk to us. Praise the Lord. My heart is full. My heart's been full all day long. Yesterday, Jesus said, let not your heart, that includes the soul within you, your very inner man, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. All right. Heaven, a place I long to be.
Bless my brother, Lord.
I've wept and I've cried yesterday. I felt like the Holy Ghost gave me things to help you this morning. We hear so many songs about heaven. Makes you want to go, don't it?
Yes.
What you heard this morning. The music, singing about heaven. I long to go. That's my home. I'm just passing through here.
Right.
We're just pilgrims and strangers, just passing through.
Yes.
This earth that we live on is just a bridge that's crossing over into eternity.
Yes.
And I'm so glad I'm heading the right direction across that bridge.
Yes.
Oh, dear Lord of heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I know Sister Hughes. How many remember Sister Hughes? Her dad was a pastor over there in South Point, Ohio.
Yeah.
He helped a missionary, worked in missionary work a lot. Brother Hughes, he died before Sister Sue, that was his daughter, before she passed away. Brother Hughes passed away. And Sister Hughes, Sue Hughes, she was on a walker. She had lupus real bad. I mean, just barely able, wasn't she, to come into the church, 24th Street Church over in Ashland. Come through the door and just barely able to move that walker. Had lupus, not know what else she had wrong with her. She'd come in and find her seat. Service get to going. She got happy, began to raise her hands and praising the Lord. Well, she struck down real sick. They had to put her in the hospital, put her back here in the ICU unit. And she died. She died. They worked with her and worked with her. And I think Brother and Sister Langdon was with him at that time. They were back there. They let them in. And Sister Langdon was a singing to her about heaven, singing. And they was a praying for Sister Sue. And Sister Sue came back and she said, why did you all let me? Why did you all bring me back? She said, I was there and I could see the glories of that city. Oh, precious Lord. Sister Sue, she said, I was on a walker in that dream. I was in a vision and said, when I died, said my spirit left out of my body. And she said, I was on my walker. And she said, it was like a great big, like what you see on the wall there before you get to the river. The high wall there, she said, I was walking up that bank. And she said, when I got to the top, she said, I looked down and she said, I could see the river of life. And she said, the waters was so clear. Said it looked like thousands of diamonds. Said there was a light that was shining brighter than the daylight. And said the light of God's glory lit up that river. And said it looked like it was covered with diamonds. She said, I looked across that river. And she said, I could see my dad over there. She said, I saw the beautiful buildings, the city, and the gold that was aligned all around it. She said, I saw the mansions. And said, it was like my dad was a calling me and says, I'm waiting on you, Sue. I'm here and I've already made it. She said, oh, I looked across that river and my heart longed to go home. I'll tell you, heaven is real.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
Heaven, happy home above. Heaven, Land of peace and love. Oh, it makes me feel like traveling on. Heaven eternal, heaven supernal. I'm so glad that it's real. In childhood, I heard of a heaven. And I wondered if it could be true that there were sweet mansions eternal up there somewhere beyond the blue. I wondered if people really go there. Then one day, sweet Jesus came in. I got a vision of heaven, my soul in all of heaven, house pen, hallelujah. I got a vision of heaven, my soul overflowing with love. My heart like the Savior's is broken for those that'll miss that home above. Then a voice from the hills of Judea, still ringing words of sweet belief. World of attractions don't thrill me. My soul longs for a change of relief. I'm a longing for home. The sun goeth down. I want to go where sweet rest can be found. I'm just about through with this old house of clay. I'm a leaving this world for glory someday. When the last weary mile has been traveled and the gates of that city swing open wide. Oh, what a glad feeling it will be to know that heaven is all mine. Beyond the dark veil of sorrows, with Jesus forever I'll be. Oh, to that city I'm going. Behold, to behold the Savior I'll see. Can you say I've got a longing and I got a desire? I know where I'm headed. I'm a headed home. Hallelujah. We're nearer home than we were yesterday. Well, glory to God. 47 and a half years ago, I've spent most of my life serving the Lord, and I can almost see the lights of that city. Well, praise the Lord. We're closer, children, than we've ever been. I believe the trumpet of the Lord is getting ready to sound. I believe the Heavenly Father's looking at His Son and saying, get ready to go get my bride and get my church and bring the redeemed home. I believe the Lord is so near. We're living in the closing hours of time. I believe God isn't looking at old Gabriel as it shout up that trumpet. Hallelujah, my children are coming home. I'm bringing my people out of the world. Glory to God. I'm bringing them, hallelujah, to the city of God.
Yes.
Hey, Jesus.
Glory.
We're going to go somewhere this morning. To heaven, I hope. Today. Do it today, Lord. Woo! I can honestly say, Brother Jason, I'm longing more and more for heaven. It's sounding sweeter all the time as we look all around us, church, at all of the evil and ungodliness, as we witness and hear of all the corruption and the vileness. And we are feeling the pressures and the stress of this present evil age. Hallelujah. It's creating a cry within us. Come, Lord Jesus. I believe the Lord is using the stress of this world to wean us away and draw us closer to Him. I don't want to be close to the world. Come on, my friend. We're in the world. We're not of it. I said we're a different breed. We're children of God. I'm nearer to heaven than I've ever been. Oh, sweet Holy Ghost, I believe the Spirit of God is stirring the bride. He's stirring the hearts of His kids.
Hallelujah.
I got so much to cover. Honest, buckle your seatbelt. Holy Lord of heaven. Oh God, we're nearer to the coming of the Lord than we have ever been. The night is far spent. The day, Brother George, is at hand. That eternal day is at hand. I went into the bathroom this morning, got up, got ready to come here this morning. I pulled back the curtains and looked across my lawn. Hey, Lord, looked across the creek, looked across the hillside, hallelujah, the top of those, that ridge line and those trees, and it was just beginning to break daylight, Brother Earl, and I was a-thinking in the natural. Oh, Lord, what I saw. But I'm telling you, the night is far spent. Our troubles are just about over. The afflictions will soon be laid down. And you raise your hand and say, I can't hardly wait till I lay the world and all of its problems and sorrows down. I'm going to lay the cross down. Hallelujah to God. And I'm going home. I've got a longing in my heart to go. There's something, Brother Scotty, a pulling. Heaven's magnet is a pulling upon God's children right now.
Yes.
Woo. To you who are really born again, to you who are really saved, and you who are really, really praying. Come on, I'm a talking to this. To you that are close to God and walking close to Him. To you who are walking in the Spirit, to you that's really got a good prayer life, to you that really loves Jesus, you know down deep inside of you, there's a brand new feeling in the air. Something you can feel. Woo! Something is a telling you to get ready. Christ is a coming soon. He's a coming very soon. The Holy Ghost is a moving in God's church among the saints, a calling them right now. Draw near to me. Jesus is saying, draw near to me. Stir thyself and draw nigh. You don't have much time to get ready. Glory. I don't know about you, but I can almost hear the rustling of angels' wings. We're that close. I'm telling you that Jesus is a-coming in the glory of His Heavenly Father with all of the holy angels. Hallelujah. To get the bride and take her out of here. Woo! My Lord, don't lose your mission and desire now. Don't draw cold on God now.
Right, brother.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is a stirring the bride of Christ. The wise know the hour she's living in. She knows it's late.
Yes.
She senses the coming of her groom. The bride, Christ is church. She knows He is at the door. She feels a quickening in her heart to watch for Him. She don't want to be caught off guard. She don't want to be caught unprepared doing something that she should not do. She's drawing herself farther and farther away from the world. She's loosening her grip on material things because they're not important anymore.
Amen.
Oh God, stay with me. Oh, she's loosening her grip because there's something to pull on her heart. Turning loose of material things that once occupied her mind. She's letting go of earthly pleasures. It seems that they are now losing their charm. My Lord, the vanities of this world is a fading in the eyes of the bride as she looks and longs for Jesus to come. She's desiring Him above everything else, above anything in this world. She loves her Lord more than anything. Well, raise your hand and praise Him. I want to go home. Are you ready? Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Turn loose of this world. Turn loose, sinner man. Turn loose, backslider. And ye who are lukewarm, run back to the cross. Come on, backslider, back to God. And get ready.
Hallelujah.
Don't let this world get in your eyes.
Right.
Come on now, come on. Our main conversation every day ought to be Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. More than any other conversation. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. More than anything in this world, Jesus. More than all of our pleasures, more than all the entertainment, I want Jesus. Man, I feel Him.
Bless Him, Lord.
Holy God. It won't take me very long being around people, but the conversation, totally, completely, the conversation, everything that they talk about, whether it belongs to the Lord, whether they really love Him or not, it'll come out of the abundance of your heart. Their mouths speak it. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
Holy God of heaven, I want my conversation to be holy.
Amen.
I want my manner of life to be holy. The Lord's at the door. That's, oh, my Lord. I said, He's at the door. Come on. We need to talk more about Him.
Right.
Hallelujah. Love Him and praise Him. Oh, God. He's a coming soon. Thank you, Lord. She's desiring Him above everything else right now. What is it? What is it that's causing that? What's drawing her like this? It's the Holy Ghost getting her ready. He is getting her ready. He is dealing with her heart. He's dealing with our very heart this morning. The Church of Jesus Christ, the Lamb's wife, she is searching her heart. God's people are looking down deep inside of themselves. They're examining their hearts. The bride is searching her garments to see if there's any spots or any wrinkles. Are we ready?
Bless you, Lord.
Are we ready?
Bless you, Lord. Come on.
Are you ready? Hey, God. God's people. The bride of Christ is a checking herself to see if there's any blemishes in her character.
Yes.
Lord, is my actions right? Is my desires right? Is my affection set on things above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God and not on this earth? Is my heart in tune with heaven? Have I got a spiritual mind? Am I walking in the spirit and not in the flesh? Does the world fool me? Does the world control me? Or am I led by the Holy Ghost? Am I covered in the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Come on, raise your other hand and say, lead me, God, and guide me, oh Lord, and let me be ready, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you,
Lord. I'm a praying hard and fasting for this, Brother Jason.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
You only got one chance, my friend, to make it through.
One chance.
And there ain't going to be no second chance.
No.
And I would pity anybody right now that'd be weak enough and the devil would lie to them and they would back up on God and leave the house of God and leave Jesus now. Don't you leave Him now. Oh, come on.
Glory to God.
She's a working, the bride is a working on her faults. Searching and looking, am I what I need to be, Jesus? Are you controlling me? Are you pulling on the strings of my heart? Am I listening to you and obeying you? Or is this something of the world? I got strings attached and you don't realize just a lot of times just how much you are attached to the fleshly things, to the carnal side of you. You just really, really, really don't realize just how attached sometimes that we are. Come on, Jesus, break the ties, break the ties, break the ties. Let's sell out to the Lord this morning. Holy God, let's get ready. The bride, listen, she's a checking herself. She's a working on her faults. She is a working on her character flaws. She, the Holy Ghost, is dealing with her about her weaknesses. She's a strengthening herself in her faith. She's beginning to realize it'll be all Jesus. And I must be ready. And I must be obedient to His voice and what He wants me to do. She wants to be worthy. She cries and she says, Jesus, I know You're coming.
Yes.
The bride says, I don't want to be left behind.
Yes.
I want to be full of the oil. I want to have the Spirit when Jesus returns. I want my lamp trimmed and burning bright. I want the glory of God a shouted in my heart when He comes again. She says, I want to be worthy in heaven when Jesus returns. How many wants to go this morning? Can you raise your hand if you really, really want to go to heaven? Oh, hallelujah to the Lord. Listen now, listen. I believe the hour is so cold. I believe the time that we're living in is a desperate time. My Lord, the Satan's pall is upon our generation, and this age is completely a forward generation, an apostatized generation that is far away from God. It's time right now to run into the rock. Run to Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah. Holy Lord, holy Lord. The hour's late. My Lord, I believe, Brother Jason, we ain't only just in the last days, but I believe we're in the last closing hours and moments of time. Yeah. Hey, God, the bride is a praying more and more. I'm not talking about people that are sold out, people that really want to go to heaven, that really loves Jesus. The bride is a praying more and more. She's a seeking God more and harder to be found worthy when the trumpet sounds and when Christ appears in the clouds of glory. She does not want to be found naked and unclothed in His sight, but she wants her wedding gown to be clean, and she wants to be holy. She don't want one thing of this dirty world clinging to her. It's time that we sanctify ourselves and come completely out. Hey, God. Raise your hand and say, help me, Lord, to draw nearer unto Thee. I don't want one thing of this world attached to me. I want to be sold out to God.
Amen. Amen.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
Search yourself. See whether you're in the faith or not.
Amen.
Contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Contend. Get in there and fight for it. Come on. I think a lot of us need to get back to the point where we once were.
Yes.
Man, you're right, bro. God. Draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn. Mourn before the Lord. Cry before Him.
Yes.
Woo! I think a lot of times we're jolly, we go, we're nonchalant, we're happy as we are. Every kind of conversation in this old world, listen, we're caught up in it all. We're just happy to talk about everything about us, but we don't talk about God like we should. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. She's got her garments of salvation on. Listen, she stands at attention with her lamp trimmed and burning bright. She holds it in her hand,
yes,
with her vessel full of oil, saying, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. I'm ready and I'm longing for You, and I'm longing for home. I want to see You, dear Lord, and behold Your face. This world holds no more charm. Can you say this morning, I am ready? I don't know anything that would stand between me and the Lord. I don't know anything, honest, I know, that's hindering me and to keep me from meeting Jesus in the air. When He says, come up hither, come away, my fair one, when the trumpet sounds, we'll love His appearing. Can you praise Him this morning? When He comes again, I will love His appearing. I'll meet Him with confidence. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Come on.
The earth itself is a speaking to us this morning. They call it Mother Earth. Hogwash on that garbage.
Bless Him, Lord.
Ain't a mother. That you'd be surprised how the government waters everything down, our Creator down, waters it all down. Did you know people worship the creature more than they do the Creator? Oh, God. Listen, the earth is speaking and warning us. Don't be deceived. And don't kid yourself. The hour is late. It's so late that I would not set my stakes way out in the far future. We're just about to the end. This world, you will agree with me, is in chaos and turmoil. As Jesus said, it would be right before he returns. The earth itself is convulsing. Under the weight of man's transgressions and sin, she's reeling to and fro like a drunkard. She's groaning in travail from natural disasters. Out of control weather, earthquakes shaking the globe all around the world. Right now, three active volcanoes are spewing out their clouds of ash and dust high into the air, the atmosphere, the skies. They're belching out their poisonous gases of sulfur and hydrogen and nitrogen oxides. Severe droughts, raging wildfires, unprecedented floods and landslides, turbulent winds, not including all the wars, the bloodshed, the strife, and the pestilences. This earth is a crying. All of creation is a crying for their deliverance.
Yeah,
hey, God. God saw our days from the beginning. And he said in Isaiah 65, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. This present earth will be renovated by fire. She'll be totally purged and made brand new. She's a crying for her change to be purged from man's sins. I want you to know the Holy Ghost through Paul in Romans 8:19 says, for the earnest expectation of the creature, which means the longing desire of suffering creation, waiteth for the manifestations of the sons of God. For the creation itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberties of the children of God. One day the meek shall inherit a new earth. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. All of mankind and this big earth is a suffering because of sin. And can I tell us this morning, sin is to blame for all trouble, sorrows, and pain. Not only is the earth a moaning for her deliverance, but we also groan within ourselves, and we're awaiting for the adoption and the redemption of our body. We're longing to be clothed upon with our new body, which is from heaven. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of the dregs of the filth of this world. I'm ready for a new world. I'm ready for heaven. I'm ready for a better place. No wonder Paul said, I got a desire in me to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us when he comes. Well, Lord, it's a working in us. I don't know about you, but I'm a groaning and I'm a crying and I'm a saying, Jesus, let me be ready. I want to go to heaven.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Man. Slip your little hands around to him. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. What you're seeing and feeling this morning, what you're listening to, the Holy Ghost is a stirring. He's stirring us right here, right now, right now, right now. Everybody in the house, look down deep inside. View your life. View how you're living. View what you're doing. View your speech patterns and your talk and your desires. Do you really love the Lord? Are you sold out to him? Is he your main object? Your main goal, your main conversation. Dear Lord, the earth is in travail like a woman with child. My Lord, my God, we're just about out of here. Brother Jason, we're just about out of here.
About out.
Holy, 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 holy Lord.
There the end. Thank you. Glory.
Don't you turn loose now. Don't get discouraged now. I don't care what's going on in your life. Stay close to the Lord. Don't let anything persuade you or pull you away from God. Don't do it now. Keep the fire burning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, brother.
Oh, my God, my God.
Holy God, have your way, Lord.
What was it Paul said, if I can remember it all? Jesus. Behold, I show you a mystery.
Praise you, Lord.
We shall not all
sleep. We shall not all sleep.
But we all shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and we shall be changed in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye. For this mortal, this weak mortal, shall put on immortality. And this corruptible, fading body, weak body, shall put on incorruption. And death shall be swallowed up in the victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be unto God for his victory that he gives unto us. I'm going to raise another hand. Thanks be unto the... It's just about over. Hallelujah. Come on, I believe I'm going to run my last mile home. Well, glory to God. Well, give him a hand clap this morning. Give the Lord a praise. He's on his way. I believe that cloud is getting ready and saying, step on to me, oh Son of God, and we're going to earth and we're going to get your people and we're coming out of here. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Woo! The signs are all around us, children. Jesus said, when you see the days of Noah returning, it's here.
It's here.
And the days of Lot returning, it's here, Pastor.
Yes.
It seems like the pit is spewed out those old ungodly spirits. Hell is opened up on our society, all kind of filth and garbage.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, listen, listen, listen. I'm going somewhere. Returning, know that my coming is nigh, even at the door. We are here, children, in those days.
Yes.
People's thoughts and the imaginations in Noah's time were evil continually. Right here, look, look. But the biggest thing that stuck out in my mind, Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Listen.
Righteous.
And the people would not believe a man of God's warning of coming destruction. They would not enter into the ark. So what is Jesus saying? The biggest sign to look for in the last days right before my return, it's when people will not believe and will not repent. The Lord said, that is when I will call an end.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Nothing stirs anybody anymore.
Brother, you're right.
Tragedies, sickness, affliction, losses, murder, it don't stir the population anymore. My Lord and my God, what has happened to the church? Where is the stirring of the Holy Ghost? Where is the desire to say, Jesus, I got a hold of you and I can't hardly wait till you return. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Come on, come on. I'm telling you, you don't want to be left here when Jesus returns.
That's right.
You either go in the first boatload or you're left out. Don't you tell me you'll have time to pray in the great tribulation when the vials of Almighty God's wrath is being poured out. They'll gnaw their tongues with pain. They'll holler and cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall upon them and hide them from the face of him that's sitteth upon the throne, when the locusts come out of the pit like a mighty furnace of smoke, and it stings them in, and for 5 months, and they would like to seek death, and they cannot die. When the sun turns dark as sackcloth and hair, and when the moon turns as blood, and when the wrath of God is being poured out, my Lord, you don't want to be here. Oh God, oh Lord, help us, my God. And the Bible said in Revelation, and neither repenting them of their fornications and their idolatry and their adultery, and they would not repent. I'm telling you, the time to get right with God and to repent is in this Holy Ghost, a dispensation of the grace of Almighty God. Right now, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Today is a day of salvation. It could be late tomorrow. Raise your hand and praise Him. It's either now or it might not be forever.
Praise
God.
Bless Him, Lord.
Oh, God. Come on.
Glory to
God. Bless Him. Take advantage when the Lord comes by and stirs you. When He speaks to you, don't let it go. Don't let that die. Don't ever let conviction die in your heart. When the Lord stirs you through this man of God here, and I love you, brother, and when He takes that behind this podium right here and warns you and tries to draw you close to God to get you ready, take advantage of those times.
Amen.
When the Lord speaks to your mind and when He speaks to your heart. Is it me, Jesus?
Lord.
Do I need help? I got to make it.
Come on,
Brother Scotty, we got to make it.
Yes.
Holy God, listen. A lot of people have the audacity to say that they really believe that the devil has deceived their mind, lied to them. I'll have time to get ready in the tribulation. I'm going to live it up right now, but I'll have time. All I got to do is give my life. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you can't stand for Jesus right now, and if you can't say no to this world right now, and all of its pleasures and its lust and its entertainments, you'll not stand then. Come on. I'm telling you. Come on, Brother George. When the Lord comes and gets His bride, you know who's a-leaving with the bride? The Holy Ghost is a-leaving with the bride. Give Him a praise. Give Him a praise. There'll be no conviction here when the Holy Ghost is taken out with the bride, my Lord, my God. God's going to turn back to Israel, and He'll deal with them, and they'll have to come through the fire. But I'm telling you, in this dispensation, it's just about over for the Gentiles. I said the Lord is a-coming.
Amen.
This tore me all to pieces yesterday, buddy.
Come on.
No spirit to pray.
Spirit.
Preacher will never be under an anointing. They can preach. When the bride's out of here, they might preach, but there'll be no conviction.
Come on.
This altar right here, if Jesus came today and we're called out of here, this altar, that church doors, they'll pry them open and probably run in here and cry, oh God, have mercy upon me, have mercy upon me. They may come and fall on their knees at this old wooden altar, an altar that they had plenty of chances and plenty of times to come to the house of God, and they would not come to the house of God. They had an opportunity, well, glory, and they live nonchalantly. I'll go to the house of God when I feel like it. How they all stay at home, I got other things to do. I got so many irons in the fire. I'm telling you, this altar will do you no good if you're left behind. When Jesus comes, you can pray your heart out, and there will be no tears of repentance.
You're right. Come on.
Oh, that's why the Spirit's so sweet now.
Oh, God.
Oh,
come on.
Holy glory.
My heart's broken.
Come on, brother.
Heart stirred.
Bless Him, Lord.
No doubt there's people could have been right here this morning.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
We got some out sick, and I love my brother. He's watching. I seen his name on there a while ago, Marco Polo. Brother Tom, I love you, and this church loves you.
Yeah.
We had Brother Anthony. We got anointed for him a while ago.
Yes.
He got anointed for you, dear brother. I know you're going through it. You've had your ups and you've had your downs, little buddy. But thank God he always lifts you and brings you right back. We're looking for you to come right back through the door. Raise your hand, church, and praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
God, for your mercy and your grace.
I'd like to let you guys know this morning, Jesus may come before I finish this message. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Fearful thing.
It's a fearful and a dreaded thing to face an angry God, a consuming fire.
Oh God.
Holy God.
And to stand there undone and naked without the wedding garments. A fearful thing to look into the eyes of a blazing inferno. And when the books are opened, and another book is opened, which is the book of life, Jesus will say to them on his right hand, "Enter thou into the joys of the Lord." But when you stand before the great white throne judgment, and all the dead, the graves give up the dead, the sea gives up the dead, death and hell gives up the dead, and they stand before God undone without Jesus Christ. He says, "Bind them hand and foot and cast them into the lake of fire." I preached my uncle's funeral there. What was that? Not really preached it. It was a great sad service. Thursday. He took a gun. I know none of them watched that. So my cousin, she was standing there in the kitchen doing her mother's hair. And I got a loving aunt, my dad's last sibling left, the last sibling in that family, my aunt. She was doing her mother's hair. Her dad walked right past her, and her mom walked out through that door, across that little porch, down the steps, about from here to Mary right there, a picnic table. Took a 9mm, opened his mouth. Shot him, went all the way through and out the top of his head. My cousin heard the sound. What on earth said? She ran and looked out. And she watched just in time as my uncle, my loved one, fell over head first right onto that picnic table. Needless to say, it was pandemonium. Broke out. She's never got over that. Blood everywhere. I stood in that grave site, and they had the urn full of ashes. I told God, I said, "If you don't help me," I was a nervous wreck, as that little immediate family was there. I said, "If you don't help me, I'll crash inside. What do I do?"
Yeah.
What do I even say? And when I got up, I said, "Are you all ready?" And they said, "Yeah." I said, "This loved one, this father, this brother, this uncle, this grandfather, this companion," I said, "he's in the hands of a just God, and God will take care of it." That's all the mention I made. And Mary can tell you I poured my heart out to them, and all of them wept. They wept and they cried. My daddy often told me, he said, "Son, if hell only lasted 100 years, that'd be one thing. But to think when you go there, and the gates of hell shut behind your back,
never know when.
You'll never get out of it. It's forever."
Oh God.
The suffering and the torment is forever.
Yeah.
There'll be no sunshine, no flowers. You will never hear a little child's voice of laughter.
Amen.
There's not anything green in hell. Oh God. But weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the smoke of their torment riseth up forever and ever. Raise your hand right now. Heavenly Father, help us to be serious, Lord, like we never have before. This is about our future. It's about our life here. God, don't let us play now. Please, Lord, deal with our hearts. Stir us, Lord, I pray. There's loved ones lost. That's the reason Jesus ain't come yet. Come on. It's because we're praying for our children that are lost, our loved ones that are backslid. Come on. Jesus. But the Lord will call an end. You better get ready. God's going to get, he's getting ready to call an end to it. Y'all come. I got four more pages, but I can't take this any farther. There's time right now as they get ready, right now to repent and get your heart right with God. Get it in tune. Get it back in tune. This world is getting colder. Hearts are getting harder. The love of many is a waxing cold for God and for one another. The desire for the Lord is a waning. Many have lost their vision. They've drawn back and got lukewarm. They're not interested in spiritual things. They don't pray and they won't seek God with their whole heart. They're not moved anymore. They're not stirred within anymore. They're satisfied in the shape that they're in. And they go right on coasting along and don't realize that they're so far away from God. The love of Jesus and His worship is gone in their life. The tears have dried up. There's still time right now, right at this moment. People are still coming to Jesus. So get in while you've got time and while you can. Don't you realize? Can't you see the condition that we are in this age? Jesus' feet is now standing on the threshold, getting ready to call the church out. His dedicated saints, getting them out of here. Are you ready? Is your heart right? Are you sold out? Does the Holy Ghost dwell in you? Do you feel Him moving in you and feel the witness of His Spirit? Is the fire burning in you and the desire for heaven? Would you stand? Would you stand? Would you stand with me?
Lord, we praise you.
Cry. Lift up your voice and cry. Cry for yourselves. Cry for your neighbors. Cry for your loved ones. Let's find a place to pray. Come on, come on. Come on. Oh God, let us bow our hearts and our knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's cry to Him. It's time to get ready. Come on.
Come on.